Well, this portion of the WEOL Spotlight on LaGrange is brought to you by Linden's Propane. Call now to lock in next year's specials. Linden's Propane, pride, reliability, and commitment for over 50 years. And we are joined this morning by Terry Siebold. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also we have with us Ray Anilsky, who was with Linden's Propane for about 5 years, you say, but you've been in the propane business for 50 years.
Yes, that's correct.
What kind of changes have you seen over those years? I mean, propane, obviously, it's still delivered to a lot of people who may not have other sources of fuel, so it's a lot of times in the rural area. But what have you seen over those years?
I've seen the new technology with delivering propane, the safety aspects, and the many uses it can be used in the home and the industries. Propane is very versatile. It can be used for lawnmowers, powering school buses today, all the way to having a generator, standby generator at your home.
Over the years, many times people have, the different types of utilities that they have that they need, whether it's with their kind of electricity or gas or other kind of other things. But I guess what do you see is really the popularity? Because there seems to be somewhat of a resurgence, I guess, in people's interest in propane and the use of it.
Your barbecue gas grill is a big user today with propane. Swimming pools, heating the swimming pools today is becoming so you can swim more often in your pool.
It seems almost more of a leisure recreational use as opposed to sort of a needed use for heat or using it for things like that.
Of course, they do use it for heat and hot water heating. Those are the two major users of propane.
Terry, let's talk about your role at Linden's Propane.
I've been at Linden's Propane going on 27 years. I'm office manager, and I, too, have seen a lot of changes over the time I've been there.
Ray talked about, in fact, Bruce mentioned it, too. Call now, lock in next year's prices. Do you find a lot of people take advantage of that, or do you find some of those stragglers out there, the wait-and-seers?
Both, but the majority of the people do want to know what next year's price is going to be. So it's a very good program. And this year we do have some new offers available that help people be able to take advantage of the situation by they can do different programs. They can budget it now. They can lock in a price. And so there are some more avenues for them to go that weren't offered in the past.
How far would you deliver?
We're within a 50-mile radius of LaGrange.
Now, I know you probably then have sort of regular routes that you go on to make sure that people's tanks are continued to be full. What's the process, if you can, a little bit from propane that gets to you that you then will at the time take it out to deliver? How does it all get transferred and moved around?
Well, of course, we receive it by the transport load, trucking transports load from various locations. And then, of course, we have our delivery trucks that deliver to the homes or industry.
And are you seeing a lot of people, new homes, having propane as part of the kind of regular build for them? Or is a lot of it maybe people switching out to propane?
We have both. We have not a large amount of new homes, but they are building homes with using propane for hot water, furnace, and various other cooking. And we have some that change from other fuels to propane for their heating.
What about the safety? You sometimes hear, we even have, I think, public service announcements relating to the safety of it. What are some of the things that people have to keep in mind if they do have a propane tank and what they need to do?
Well, one thing we do every year, we send out safety pamphlets to our customers in regards to being aware of how to treat propane and respect the fuel. We send our people to school throughout the summer months educating of the safety of the product itself, and we also help assist firemen in training them on how to help handle propane in any type of situation.
So not only are you the ones who deliver it and sell it, but you're also the advocates for its safety and and obviously to make it as safe as possible, because people sometimes wonder when they see a big sort of this tank that's outside their residence, they're wondering, how safe it is, what it is, I have to check, is it, is there going to be a leak or something like that?
Years ago, safety wasn't as important as it is today with propane. When we make an installation, our service techs train the customer in regards to safety aspects and educate them a little bit about the safety of propane. It's a versatile fuel that can be used, but it must be respected in regard to safety.
How long does a typical tank last? What should people look for over time?
Over time, the propane tank itself will last. We maintain our equipment, paint them. They will last. We have tanks over 50 years in service at this time. The main thing, of course, is to respect the fuel and if in the event they do have a problem, notify your propane company. Don't attempt to fix it yourself.
Ray, were you ever one of those guys going around delivering it? Was that whatever you did in one of your 50 years of working it?
I actually started from the bottom up. Yes, I've done all the various things our employees do. Back when I went to delivering, it was a small product. Wasn't used as widely as it is today.
You've been speaking today with Ray Anielski and also with Terry Siebold from Linden's Propane. We appreciate you coming in. If people are interested in, finding out about propane, what's a good place for them to check that out?
We'd appreciate them giving us a call.
And again, that's Linden's Propane. Thanks for stopping in. You probably see the trucks out, and people see them on the regular routes here in LaGrange and the surrounding areas.